This is Studio 360. I'm Kurt Anderson. For Hollywood studios, Christmas is a make-or-break season. Last season, Avatar and Sherlock Holmes were the big holiday movies. This year, bizarrely, it's two Jeff Bridges movies fighting for your attention, Tron Legacy and True Grit.
Mr. Cogburn, in your 4 years as U.S. Marshal, how many men have you shot?
Shot? Or killed?
Let us restrict it to killed so that we may have a manageable figure.
What does Hollywood's marketing machine look like from the inside? Thanks to an extremely well-placed connection, Studio 360 offers this behind-the-scenes peek at the biggest holiday release of the year.
You wanted to see me?
Yeah, John, get your ass in here. Have a seat.
What's up?
You see those numbers?
Nice, huh?
Nice. We're at 67 definite awareness. That's Dark Knight territory.
Well, they better be good. Between the one sheets, the banner ads, the MySpace skins, the viral maze game, I feel like I haven't left the office in months.
We couldn't have done it without you. That iPhone app you created, work of art.
Just doing my job.
I'm serious. Enjoy this. In 3 weeks, we'll be celebrating the biggest Christmas Day opening ever.
The box office is going to make The Expendables look like a Romanian abortion film.
We're back, baby. Oh, it feels good. How is it, anyway? The movie.
Haven't seen it, Mew.
Oh, way too busy. Probably not even locked yet. You know directors, tweaking until the last minute. Who is it?
Directing? I don't know.
You don't know?
When you were handling the contract, I was knee-deep in the Facebook page.
Wait, when I was handling the contract, I left that to you.
No, you asked for my recommendation, which I sent you.
No, I don't think you're remembering. Here's the email.
See?
Jenny's group must
have been. No, she was doing the fake research footage.
This doesn't make any sense. Where'd we get the teaser?
A one-off shoot.
But the trailers?
You saw them. They were mostly titles.
John.
I'm just giving you the facts.
You're not telling me we've got a film opening on 3,000 screens in 2 weeks and we forgot to shoot it.
I guess we got distracted. Now don't overreact.
Overreact? We spent $80 million on marketing. You may have to take the fall.
Me? You told me to focus on interactive.
You're young, fairly attractive. You'll rebound.
Come on. We can handle this.
We don't have a movie.
Don't have a movie? We've got a 35 first choice. Any other studio would kill for that kind of tracking.
What are you saying?
I'm saying that between the iPhone app, the 30-second spots, the trailers, the teaser footage, we've got material to work with.
That's 20 minutes, tops. Then what?
Then we splice together with the screen test from April. We lay some indie music over it. The studio's got to have a movie set in Seattle in its catalog.
Baloney.
Stay with me.
No, baloney. It was called Baloney. Buddy cop flick from the 90s. That was Seattle, I think. The place with the needle?
There you go. We stitch it together, we get aggressive with slow motion, extend the title sequence, and bam! 87 minutes.
You really think it'll work?
With a tracking with teenage males, we could release Kate plus 8 and get 90 million.
You know, when it's all said and done, this just might be a happy accident. I think of what we save on production.
Yeah, maybe now I can get that parking spot on one.
Yeah, look into that. Come here. I want you to see the new website for Green Hornet. You're gonna love it. It's just a shame we already shot the movie. What a waste.
Scott Blazak wrote and produced our satire. James Babson and Jake Newton played the executives.
Gold teeth and the curse for this town. Rolling my mouth.